It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and in studio with me is Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise.
And Napa.
And Napa.
Mendocino.
Oh, okay.
And
the
Humboldt.
North Bay. There you go.
And Solano.
So really, if you want that extra special treatment, Elise is the one who will take care of you. How are you doing, Elise?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
You know, I'm always happy to be here.
And you've always got stuff going on. You are busy and on the go, and I love that. So we're going to talk about, as we get into the program a little bit further, about a private club event where you're going to have a chance to meet with a lot of great travel partners. And if you want to learn more about that, and if you want to get an invite to it, really, this is a little bit more exclusive. So we want you to send an email to Elise, and that email is ksro@travelwise.net. ksro@travelwise.net. It's coming up on the 31st, and we'll give you some more details about that as we get a little bit further into the show. But first, we want to bring our guest, Justin, from the Brown Palace Hotel and Spa in Denver, which is the epitome of luxury. And we're so excited to talk with him. Justin, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your guests.
All right, so let's talk about this property. It's called the Brown Palace Hotel and Spa, and it's in downtown Denver. Tell us a little bit about the background of the Palace Hotel.
Absolutely. So Brown Palace Hotel is basically a staple in Denver, has been here for over 125 years, was built opened on August 12th, 1892. So again, just the epitome of a hotel that's been around for such a long time and has so much history involved here. So very, very excited to be representing this property. And again, just a beautiful location, located right downtown, very close to the Capitol here in Colorado, of course, the Capitol building in Denver, and just right down in the main hub of the city.
Now, this building itself does have a connection to the Capitol building, right?
It actually does, yeah. So the person, the gentleman who owned this, Henry C. Brown, actually owned a big plot of land in Denver, back before the Capitol was here, and he basically gave the land up to the city of Denver and the state of Colorado to build the Capitol here. So he donated the land, the 10 acres in the middle of his property, to basically make sure that the Capitol was close to, was in Denver for one, but then, you know, in on his land, therefore giving him the opportunity to kind of grow his name around the area with other buildings and specifically the Brown Palace Hotel.
Yeah, that's pretty savvy.
Very.
One of the wonderful things about the Brown Palace is, you know, we had a big promotion on our sister station, Froggy, and also with KSRO, mm-hmm. and the Brown Palace was kind enough to give us, the prize winner was able to get two nights, who's actually staying at the Brown Palace, I believe, tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So they were nice to partner with us in celebration of United Airlines is starting service now from our local airport, Santa Rosa, to Denver. And it's a great way to go to Denver, get a quick getaway, especially in the summertime when it's beautiful at this time of the year. The weather's just perfect, and it's a great way to go. Just hop on the plane from Santa Rosa, get to Denver, go stay at the Brown Palace. And I remember staying at the Brown Palace many, many moons ago, and I was just amazed by the beauty.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's the same, except I'm sure it's been refurbished from when I was there way back when.
Exactly. But Justin, it looks like
it's beautiful.
It looks like there was, in 2015, there was some refurbishing done?
Yeah. So we continue to obviously try to hold that historical feel, make sure it has that throwback, 19th century luxury, but also, you know, keep it updated. Obviously, mm-hmm. with the travelers continuing to be savvy and wanting a comfortable place to be, we've always tried to make sure that we're giving them all the amenities they need, all the updated furnishings, would still have that, again, historic feel. So, but again, it's a gorgeous property, and they did a great job with that, and we're very excited that, you know, we have owners that continue to put great money into the property to make sure it's beautiful and a great place to come stay.
It's a very unique building. It's a triangle shape?
So, yes. So it's actually an isosceles triangle, and it was built on a perfect triangle where the streets go from east to west to then being diverted off of the Platte River. So Denver is a unique layout of a city. So as the streets kind of converge at that corner, that triangle, the Brown Palace is sitting right there at that kind of cornerstone of that that change in the direction of the streets.
And so how did that then, because of the unique shape of this building, how did the architect sort of use that to his advantage with the atrium?
Sure. So, I mean, basically, when this hotel was built, it was one of the first hotels to have an atrium at the size and grandeur of a property such as this. So, basically, what he did was he was able to create this beautiful atrium and then put rooms all around the outside, therefore just having just amazing views. So everybody had a view of, a different angle. And in most cases, views of our mountains, which unfortunately, some cases that's changed a little bit because the city has grown exponentially since 1892. But still, again, great views from most of the rooms in the hotel.
Yeah, and can you tell us a little bit about that gorgeous Italian stained glass in the atrium?
Yes, absolutely. So we were lucky enough to have a Chicago architect by the name of Frank Edbrook, who had done a lot of work with downtown Chicago. So he had helped to come up with the idea of putting in this beautiful stained glass, which, again, has a feeling of kind of a Romanesque design, and it's gorgeous. So it is in the whole atrium. Of course, it's covered with another set of windows over the top, so, you know, there's no snow or weather that impacts it, but just it's a gorgeous piece that is still just vibrant to this day, and we are very happy to have it.
Now, because Denver, of course, is such a point where people who were coming from the east stopped before they headed along to the west, it is that hub, besides being, you know, a travel hub. As we know, lots of places stop in Denver and then move on. But this is a place where a lot of famous people, a lot of culture, a lot of politicians end up. Who are some of the famous people that we might recognize who've stayed at the Brown Palace Hotel and Spa?
Sure. I mean, there has been countless iconic people who have stayed here. So one of the neatest, I think, things about the Brown Palace is basically every president has stayed here since early on when Teddy Roosevelt visited the Brown Palace. Dwight D. Eisenhower, stayed here while he campaigned in 1952. So we have a whole suite dedicated to him where he actually set up, and they called it the White House of the West at that time.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, the Beatles actually stayed here before they played their Red Rock show in 1964, which, by the way, was their only concert in the U.S. that did not sell out, which is unbelievable to think about.
Whoa. For anyone who doesn't know, Red Rocks is the most amazing music venue you can ever go to. Mm-hmm. It's just my favorite place I've ever been, and feel very lucky that I've seen concerts there.
I know, before. It's on my bucket list. I need to go.
I'm sorry for interrupting,
point,
Justin, but
no,
I had to
no,
say
it
that.
Absolutely, it is the most beautiful venue. She is not lying. I have seen countless concerts there, and the acoustics, just the beauty of the venue. It's definitely a place. If you have not come, make sure you put that on your bucket list, because it is gorgeous. And in fact, that's where the concert is happening. That's the person who won your contest is coming to go
yes.
see Casey Musgraves there. So
yes.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's going to be so much fun. Wow.
they really will. And then in addition to that, on the musical note, I mean, all the musicians that come through here love to stay here. So we've had Taylor Swift stay here, Bruce Springsteen, the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Pete Townsend, Bon Jovi, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. So it's just been, again, a musical landmark from those artists coming through to play in the beautiful city of Denver, whether it be Red Rocks or some of the other smaller little venues we have around town.
Mm-hmm.
It's it's been great to have, you know, those folks stay with us.
All right. And with the history of a building like the Brown Palace Hotel and Spa, there's got to be some pretty famous Hollywood artists that we would know, too.
Absolutely. Some great Hollywood folks have stayed here. We had John Wayne stay here. We've had Katherine Hepburn stay here, Gina Davis, Warren Beatty, Harrison Ford, Annette Bening. So, again, just countless folks. And, in fact, Robert Redford and Jane Fonda actually filmed a couple scenes from a movie that came out back in 2017 here. So, again, just very, very neat guests have walked through these doors.
That is so much fun. And I can imagine with the beauty of the building and the uniqueness of its design that it would make a really great film backdrop. So that's cool. But I also respect that maybe you don't always allow people to come in and film too, because that would be kind of disrupting for me as a guest.
As the sales and marketing director, it's amazing how many calls I get for people who want to come in and shoot photos, engagement photos, but also, you know, create new movies that haven't come out yet, or
yeah,
just, you know, little films that they're recording for their school. And so very, yeah, a lot of people will love to film here. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about the suites, the grand suites at the Brown Palace Hotel and Spa.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, the Beatles stayed here in 1964, and we have a Beatles suite dedicated to all the Beatles' music, as well as, you know, obviously their famed career. So in that suite, we have a custom jukebox that features all of the Beatles' songs that you can play at no charge, of course, as well as memorabilia that is all around that room from their famed career.
That would be so much fun to stay there.
It's gorgeous, a very neat suite to stay. Mm-hmm. In addition, like I said, you know, we had a lot of presidents stay here, so we have a suite dedicated to Theodore Roosevelt, which, again, it really fits his characteristics as a human, you know, as well as a president. So it has a lot of different unique pieces that he had, some, you know, a leather sofa that he really enjoyed, and, you know, wood floors and just elegant rugs that really identify well with President Roosevelt. In addition, we have an Eisenhower suite, which, again, similar to the Roosevelt suite, very focused on Eisenhower, what he was involved with as a president and as a person in general. He was very into hunting, so there's some things that kind of surround that feel of who he was. So, again, very, very neat. And then in addition to that, we have a Reagan suite, so Ronald Reagan suite. So, again, we focused really on the presidents and the Beatles. So very very unique from those suites, and each one is, again, very different from the other. And again, very nice-sized rooms with just a lot of ornate and unique furnishings.
You have some great bars and dining as well, too. I remember you have a Churchill bar, I believe, on there that has all kinds of malt scotches. Is that right? That there's a Churchill bar and a tavern, a ship tavern. This is like a museum. Going to stay in a museum, I think. That's the closest thing I can say.
It really kind of is. So the Churchill Bar, that's a great one to bring up, because actually it's one of the few cigar bars that exists in Denver, and really, you know, as the world changes, it's very unique. So we have our own cigar bar that has its own humidor, but, you know, great ventilation. So you can go in there, and it really stands apart from the rest of the hotel as far as nobody being able to smell the smoke, if that's not, you know, their thing. But it's a gorgeous bar. Great, great single malt scotches, as you said, and bourbons and just premium spirits in there. So that's a great location in Denver. In addition, we have the Ship Tavern. And the interesting thing about the Ship Tavern, actually, is one of the owners of this hotel, way back in the 1930s, so the Ship Tavern, real quick, opened up right after Prohibition. Mm-hmm. He had given his wife, his name was C.K. Betcher, he had given his wife all of these replica clipper ships, and he'd given those to her for her birthday. And instead of her saying, "Oh, this is great," she said, "You know what? Why don't you use those in your new bar that you're opening up, your new tavern that you're opening up at the Brown Palace?" So she was able to kind of pawn those off on him, and he thought it was a great idea. And since 1934, the Ship Tavern has existed here. And again, it's got all those replica clipper ships, which are just gorgeous. They're about 5 to 6 feet in very intricate detail of real-life ships that existed at that time.
Wow. And I also see that you have champagne brunch with Dom Perignon. So that's nice, too.
We absolutely do. Our brunch is definitely world-renowned. It's just fantastic. Everything you can think of, from seafood to, you know, large, grandiose dessert stations, and just, again, the Dom Perignon. So that is, again, a fantastic brunch, and we do it every weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So
we are talking with Justin Budyak. He is the Complex Director of Sales and Marketing at the Brown Palace Hotel and Spa. And we would be remiss if we did not ask you about and spa. So tell us about the spa.
Sure. We have, again, just a fantastic spa. It's 5,200 square feet, just full of multiple treatment rooms. We have Swiss showers, steam rooms, aromatherapy, and the spa basically is just known to be one of our most well-known amenities in the hotel. We utilize, another thing we'll talk about here momentarily, but we have our own colonies of bees, and we use the honey from those bees to create some spa products that we have in our spa. So it's, again, just part of the ever-encompassing overall feel of this Brown Palace, where we try to be very sustainable with everything we have within the hotel to utilize it to take care of our guests.
What a great local retreat. It seems like I would just go and stay at the property. It's like going to a historic landmark. And then you have spa, you have great food, you have great bars, and plus there's a lot of entertainment around.
Yeah.
It's like it's 100%. The perfect destination, and plus it's so easy to get to now from where we live. You know, for people who are looking for a long weekend or a few days to get away, it seems like a perfect place to visit. It really does.
It does. And even for a building with this kind of history, you are very much concerned about sustainability and making sure that your property has the smallest footprint that it can have. Tell us a little bit about some of your green initiatives.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking about that. We're definitely always, you know, again, working to be as eco-friendly as possible. So we are one of the first hotels that was a certified member of the Certifiably Green Denver Hotel Project, and we have a very impressive environmental record. So understanding that, you know, as the world continues to turn, we need to be very focused on how we can shrink our footprint. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I think is really neat, as I was mentioning, is our bees. So we have basically 5 different colonies of bees. So we have 5 bee queens here on site, and we of course call it Buzzington Palace.
Buzzington.
So those bees, again, we use the honey for some of our internal products, and then in addition, we are really well known for our high tea. We do a high tea in our beautiful atrium lobby, and we use that honey for that tea. And then one other thing that we do that we have actually been doing since the beginning is we have our own artesian well dug 750 feet below the hotel. So we have all of our own water internally sustained, not even utilizing the full city water. So with that, our water is so unique, and it you know, is used in our teas. So we have our homemade tea that's used with our water and our honey that we use from our bees. So it's just, again, it's just a very amazing experience to have if you ever get the chance.
Wow, so much fun. And is the Brown Palace Hotel and Spa, is it also a place if you wanted to, say, have a corporate meeting or do some sort of event? Do you host those kinds of things there?
Absolutely. We have great event space. So we have a beautiful ballroom that's 5,800. We have 5,800 square feet, I should say. We have small meeting rooms around the perimeter of the Brown Palace atrium. So again, just a great place to hold a meeting. In addition to that, while you're holding a meeting here, we actually have our own on-site historian. So what we like to couple with some of our meetings is the opportunity to take a historical tour of the property and just learn so much more about what has happened here at this great location and what is you know, we're striving toward the future. So just a great great opportunity to, again, really dive into the history of Denver and this hotel specifically.
Wow, so much fun.
Yeah, so if anyone is really interested in going to see the Brown Palace for themselves, let me know, because I'm sure, as you can see, I have connections, and we can always do something special, and it'd be really great to just see, get away for a long weekend and just enjoy the area and enjoy yourself and know that you're close to home.
Yeah, and any time of year is a great time to visit Denver. It's great if you're into winter sports, that sort of thing, but also during the spring and summer, a great place to visit. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, Justin.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, the opportunity to speak with you and your guests, and we'd love to have you. Again, Elise is a great contact for us, and if you do have any questions regarding the Brown Palace, please don't hesitate to look us up online and give us a call.
Awesome. Justin Budiak is the Complex Director of Sales and Marketing for the Brown Palace Hotel and Spa in Denver. So easy to get to now. Direct flights to Denver from Santa Rosa's airport, Charles M. Schulz Airport. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. You are listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
I was thinking of expanding our outdoor living space with a motorized retractable awning.
I thought you wanted a patio cover.
I did, but then I saw these new retractable awnings in action at Sonoma County Sunrooms. They're sturdy and the quality is top-notch.
So retractable awning, huh? Sunshine and a covered patio? Sounds like something I could get behind.
Hi, this is David from SocoSun. Our design experts will work with you to create the perfect look for your home. We have so many options to help create your new favorite room.
You're right. One of these awnings will work great. What a wonderful way to expand our living space outdoors.
And it'll help add equity to our home, and we can still have it done in time for summer. Let's go check out the showroom.
And maybe we can stop for dessert on the way home.
Call to schedule a consultation in-home or at the Sonoma County Sunroom Showroom. Sunrooms, patio covers, and retractable awnings. Sonoma County Sunrooms on Santa Rosa Avenue just north of Todd, or online at SocoSun.com.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
Windsor Kaboom.
Brought to you by the Active 2030 Club and Town of Windsor. Celebrate our nation's independence on Wednesday, July 3rd at Kaiser Park in Windsor with the annual Kaboom Fireworks event. Live performances by the Pat Jordan Band and California country rising star, the Scotty Mac Band. $10 general admission, 18 and over, $5, 17 and below. Children under 3 are free. VIP options still available. Details at WindsorKaboom.com.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays. I'm Michelle Marquis. Elise Corey is here in the studio with me. And if you are curious about any travel adventure that you would like to take, the best thing to do is to reach out to Elise. Send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. Wise is with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. You can also give her a call, 707-935-WISE. That's 707-935-WISE. 9493. And you have a special event coming up on the 31st of July.
Oh, I'm so excited. We're having a TravelWise event at a private club. It's near Oakmont, but I'm not allowed to give you any more details.
Right.
You'd have to contact me, but we're having some suppliers or vendors or partners, however you want to say it, that you've all heard about, but you may not know about. Mm-hmm. We have Silver Sea, Cox and Kings, AMA Waterways, Rocky Mountaineer, Backroads, and American Queen Steamship Company. Hmm. Now, they're all different, and none of them are covering the same territory, shall we say.
Okay.
we have Cox and Kings does private and escorted tours throughout the world. We have Ama Waterways, which is on most of your rivers that you've heard about. They actually use Backroads bikes. Backroads is an active tour company that does hiking, biking, kayaking all throughout the world. And on a lot of Ama's ships, Backroads is the
partner. Oh, nice. Okay.
We have Rocky Mountaineer. For those of you who want to go up to the Canadian Rockies and go to Jasper, Lake Louise, Vancouver, and spend some time and have great viewing of the bears and the wildlife. And many of you have asked about American Queen steamship cruises, which is a lot of the old paddle wheelers that you see that can go up the Mississippi. We also can do Snake River. They have a lot of theme cruises. They have beer cruises, wine cruises, baseball cruises, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot of different opportunities, but they're all going to be at this private event July 31st from 6 p.m. to 7:30. You want to be there on time because the first presenter is going to go on around 6 p.m. There'll be food. We'll have some drinks. We can't bring alcohol, unfortunately. We're not allowed, but you have to. I'm not allowed to say the name, so you have to contact me for the location. So you can either call me at 935-9493, 935-9493. Give me your phone number. I'd be happy to give you a call back and give you the directions and the location. Or send me an email at ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. We do have a limited number of spaces because our location has a limit, but we will, hopefully the weather will be nice. We'll have plenty of tables. You'll be able to learn more, and there'll be special prizes and special incentives if you're able to book your next trip through TravelWise. We will have something that is better. You'll get to meet our team. You'll get to see what service is about. And yes, we are better than booking online. We don't charge more. We just give you more.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a very exciting opportunity. Really, whatever kind of travel you're into, whether it's cruising, whether it's river cruises, if you're more active and want to do things like hiking or biking, and then, of course, that sort of romantic idea of going on a paddle wheel ship along one of America's famed rivers. That could be very fun. My mom actually went on a river, a paddle boat, a river cruise, and it was amazing. She absolutely loved it and had such fun. There was great entertainment on board, really good food, and then, of course, the history of being, you know, on these great rivers was a lot of fun. So
you'll get to understand a little bit about what makes Virtuoso, being affiliated as a Virtuoso travel agency, the only one here in Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino, Humboldt, and Solano counties. And my closing to you would be, don't pay more, get more.
There you go.
And that's what it is. So please give me a call, 935-9493, or send an email to ksro@travelwise.net.
All right. We'll see you next week. This is Travel Tuesdays.